1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Go ahead, Bobby. I've got you now.
Yeah, well, I have to go over this once again, Phil, because people don't understand.
Well, we're on the air right now.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. It's amazing. I do substitute teaching at our middle school, and sometimes 2 or 3 days a month, and sometimes 2 weeks.
And can I just ask you to speak up a little bit?
I'm sorry. I said I do substitute teaching at our middle school a couple of days a week, or at times we'll, if a teacher has another project or is under the weather, 2 weeks. And I've been a part of the parent-teacher organization involved in that. The misunderstanding took place between myself and the Braxton, and one of the Braxton children, and David and Jennifer Braxton have a sixth grader in our middle school. And you have to understand that if this young boy was, he was told by his parents if he didn't get a passing grade in his math exam, his father would essentially cancel a trip they were going to take to Magic Mountain.
Now, how did you know this?
Dave and Jennifer were at our homeowners meeting, and I was collecting some materials. And I happened to be near the exit where they were standing, and they were talking about this.
All right.
So it was evident to me that Kyle needed to pass this test. And I will tell you this. He comes from a family in crisis. Dave Braxton has been to West Briar.
Which is a drug rehab place.
That is correct, yes. And Jennifer has had problems. She was involved with a colleague. So I know, you know, the family's having problems. And for me, I think it's just wanting to do the right thing, you know.
All right. But the kid took a math test that you administered, right? You were filling in for, who was the lady?
I was filling in for Sue Mangio, who is our math, she's our sixth grade homeroom teacher. And I gave the math test. I knew that he needed to pass. And I will tell you, this young man is at risk with a father who had been at West Briar for drug rehabilitation. His mother had been involved with a colleague. The young man wanted to go to Magic Mountain.
Well, I want to be able to understand something. The kid had scored a pretty unimpressive mark, and you adjusted that up to what?
He had scored a 61. We adjusted it up to a C, a 70, which is more acceptable. In other words, it's an average among the class.
But he wasn't getting that score. Did you change the answers? Did you?
No, I didn't change any answers. The young man, Phil, has a mother who was involved with a colleague illicitly, a father who's drying out. Kyle came to me and told me he needed a C so he could go to Magic Mountain with his family so that they could be a family together. And I don't know of a mother out there that is not going to hear that story.
I understand.
So I asked him if he was still working at Gelson's. He said yes. And he said, and I did not suggest it, he said that he had $100 and that he wanted me to have it because he was grateful for my understanding him. And I said, if it makes you feel better, that I would hold it. And
so he gave you $100 for giving him a passing grade?
No, he did not. No, he did not. He gave me the $100 because he was grateful and he wanted, I said, I'll hold it for you. And he said, no, I want you to have it. And I said, all right, I'll get some flowers. We were having a luncheon for the patio magazine model, so I went out and I bought some flowers, big deal. And he said, yes, please, use it for the flowers.
All right, but Ms. Dooley, are you telling me that you took money from this kid so that he could get a passing grade, so, you know?
No, once again, I've got to go over this. You don't understand it. I don't know what I'm saying that you don't get. I'm saying that, look, the young man's father was at West Briar for some kind of cocaine addiction. His mother was caught with a colleague at work. Now, the boy wants to go to Magic Mountain. He lives in a home where his parents are at risk. And I don't know why I'm becoming the victim in all this.
I understand that this is upsetting to you.
Senator, guys, this is Steve Dooley.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm very upset about this, but
I know that, sir, but I'm hopeful that I can get to simply the bottom, because it's not me, but it was an email that I received concerning this. And this isn't the first instance. In I don't know where this is, but there's another middle school teacher who is in some troubles in Pensacola, Florida, in some trouble for taking money. I've never heard of such a thing. Okay.
That's not what it is.
All right, so you're not saying you're taking money to adjust the score. You adjusted the kid's score.
But because he wanted to go to Magic Mountain.
All right, people, by the way, who don't know what Magic Mountain is, it's a...
it's an amusement park. If you don't know...
We have people who don't live in this area. It's an amusement park that's run by Six Flags, north of Los Angeles. A lot of roller coasters. So the kid wanted to go to Magic Mountain, so you decided to adjust his score up.
I decided that I would adjust the score up, yes. After he had said to me, I had asked him, and I think here's where the confusion comes in. He said, "Ms. Dooley, I really need to pass this test." And I said to him, "Are you still working at Gelson's?" And he took that to mean some sort of implied that I, you know, "Are you working at Gelson's? Will you give me some money?" And he said, "Yes, I am." And he had four $20 bills that he pulled out of his top pocket. And
did he just give it to you?
No, he didn't. He said, "I want to thank you very much." He shook my hand and pressed the 20s into my hand the way you would at a...
Wait, you're going to get a table at a Maitre d'.
The way you would if you're going to get it, as my husband said, a good table. And he said, "I want to thank you for all that you've been doing." And I said, "Well, there's $100 here." And he said, "I didn't know that." And I said, "Well, you know what? Let's split it down the middle. I'll use it to buy some flowers for this luncheon that we're having for Patio Magazine, for the models of Patio Magazine." And he said, "Fair enough."
Well,
you see, everyone wants to make a bigger deal out of these small things, because I really think most people have no life. They've got so much time on their hands, they've got no life. So they want to make it look like I took $100 from this kid to raise his grade.
All right, our number on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization joining us. The controversy erupted earlier yesterday afternoon when one of the students said that a teacher at the school had taken money to give a passing grade. Probably came out right after that story broke from Florida. Turned out that it was you who they say took money, and you're saying that you didn't.
No, I did not, Phil. I took...
Well, but you took $100 from the kid.
I took $100 from him because it was either that or I was going to go over to the ATM and get the money for the flowers.
Instead, he offered you the $100 to buy flowers for this luncheon. Meanwhile, you adjusted his grade up. Now, here's my question. If he got a 61, which is a D, is that right?
Yes.
Why did you adjust it to a C? And if you, Ms. Dooley, with all due respect, you've already said that his mother was involved sexually with a colleague. His father's been in drug rehab. Why did you adjust it up?
I adjusted the grade up, Phil, because the young man is working at Gelson's. You know what? He did me a favor. I'm doing him a favor.
So you adjusted it up when he gave you the $100.
No, I didn't. I did it before. I got the $100.
Were you hoping he was going to pay you?
Was I hoping he was going to pay me money?
Yes.
No, I wasn't hoping he was going to pay me money. But once he did, I realized, you know, Phil, there's an old saying in business, one hand washes the other. And
all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. One hand washes the other. I don't know. But the point is that it's I don't know. But she took $100 from this kid. He got a passing grade. Ms. Dooley has remarked that he lives, quote, in a home in a family that's at risk. His mother was involved with a colleague. His father's been in drug rehab. They live in a very nice community, by the way. Western Estates, you have to understand, folks, there's some 60 homes that are probably worth in the $1 million range, all in a gated community. So these are not people who do not have resources. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, do I hate you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley with us, a substitute teacher at Western Estates, a parent teacher organization. She's also with the Homeowners Association there. On the 5th of last month, you were giving a test as a substitute teacher, a math test. You adjusted a young man's grade up because if he didn't pass the test, he would miss a trip to Magic Mountain. You adjusted his test up from a D to a C, and there was an exchange of money. He gave you $100.
So let me explain something.
Okay, but you're saying that that wasn't a bribe.
Let me explain something. I'm a substitute teacher. The woman who is the teacher in that class, ordinarily, is Sue Mangio. She is our homeroom math teacher for sixth graders. We were giving a geometry test. I don't really know how to say this other than to just say it. Sue herself, the teacher who is ordinarily there, if she had been offered a bribe, I am fairly confident she would have taken it. And I don't want to indict her, but that's the kind of person she is. It's better that Kyle offered me the money. I took it. I'll take the heat for it. Because if Sue had taken it, she would have been fired. And
well, but you're a substitute teacher. What makes you think that they're going to invite you back?
Well, they'll invite me back because we have a shortage of teachers. And I don't have the morality of Sue Mangio. I think she's a good teacher, but there is, in every profession, if you'll pardon this term, in every profession there's a whore mentality. And I've known Sue since she came to our school. And there's no other way of saying this than straight out. She's a whore. And if that boy had said, I've got $100 for you if you give me a higher grade, she probably would have asked for $200. It's better that I took the money because the perception is I was just doing the young man a favor.
You seem to be saying that you are held in a higher esteem than this woman.
Well, I don't think anyone sees me the way they see Sue Mangio, who is a young lady of Italian descent and a very beautiful young lady. She wears a lot of those very tight skirts. She has the Italian figure. She doesn't mind, I don't think, the men or even the boys looking at, you know, her Italian rear end as she, you know, wiggles it down a hallway. And a young boy like Kyle is very impressionable. He walks up to a woman of Italian descent in a very tight leather skirt. And I will tell you something else. Who knows if there's underwear on? And says, I need a passing test. Here's $100.
Do you want a woman like that teaching in your school? You know.
Well, Phil, she's a very good teacher. And this young boy comes from a home. The mother was involved sexually with a colleague.
Yeah, and the father was at West Briar, and I know all of this. And
well, the facts don't change. You know, you can say you know it, but it doesn't change what happened.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Sheila. Sheila, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley. Go ahead.
Hello there.
Yes.
I believe that this substitute teacher, there has to be a line drawn. I think she, when money is pressed in your hand, you know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And you should realize that this student is here for an education and a trip to Magic Mountain or whatever is not going to change his life.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you to involve yourself in that family?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the mother's been sexually involved with a colleague at work.
And that's
And the other colleague. Thing, as I mentioned to you, Sue Mangio, who is the teacher that I was filling in for, would have taken it in a heartbeat.
That's beside the point.
That would have been just death for her career.
Well, then maybe she deserves that, then.
I don't think so. I think she's a very good teacher, and we're very good friends. But she has, you know, there's an old saying, you know it, Michelle, you know, drop a quarter and she's going to bend over and pick it up.
Yeah. Well, I think if you see money in your hand from a student, this is not an adult.
Are you a teacher?
Yeah. No, I'm not. But
well,
I have been.
I don't know if you, you know, a guy, my husband said to me, you know, would you, you know, my husband used to say, would you take $20? Would that get you down on your knees and pray? I say, no. But
yeah.
The kid pulled out four twenties.
Yeah, doesn't
now
matter.
What would you do? What would you do?
Are you kidding? Are we having this discussion? I mean, this is.
No, I'm asking this lady, what would she do?
You know what I would do? I would say, son or whatever, I'd say, this is inappropriate. Adults do not, this is not appropriate. This is criminal behavior. You cannot bribe your way through life. I'm sorry you've been
I understand that, but
somebody.
What if he really wanted you to have it as a gift? Has a child never brought an apple to school? Has a child never brought some baked preserves?
That's my
some
point.
Some of his mother's, you know, preserves?
Yeah.
The point I would like to make mm-hmm. is a child should not give money as a present to somebody. Give you a card. I don't know, you know,
what's
not money.
What's the difference?
A big difference.
That I've had kids bring me some of their mother's preserves. Apple pies, cakes, you know,
I think
of the kids got out of line. They brought me a brassiere, which I thought was out of line, and I said so.
I think that
it was a push-up brassiere.
All right, that is out of line. So you agree, Bobby, that there are certain areas that are out of line?
Absolutely.
But money isn't one of them.
I didn't take it as a bribe. He wanted me to hold it for him.
Yeah. All right, Sheila, thank you. 1-800-44, or Michelle, rather. 1-800-4... Who was I just talking to? Sheila. 1-800-449-8686. Ron, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Ron, go ahead.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, I explained, not to be personal about for a teacher in your situation.
Right.
Now, I've had four children. I'm from New York.
Yes, sir.
I had four children, and they went through schools, and they got D's, and... A couple of them got asked, and I made them work and do their homework.
Were they not very bright? Were they not very bright kids, or were they?
Well, no, they weren't.
Okay.
And then because of the parents, it's just that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Well, it's the truth, yeah.
You know, but I made sure that, you know, they learned it the hard way, and they didn't, I mean, I don't understand.
Well, my question for you would be, how did they learn their geometry? How did they learn their mathematics? If I had been their teacher, I'm not saying that they're going to glide through, but you look at a child with a new appreciation if they come into class and they hand you an envelope and they say, you know what, this is just because.
They hand you an envelope with what? With money in it?
Ron, is Ron there? Ron, can you believe him asking that? They hand you an envelope with money in it? Yes.
What happens later in life? Later next year in school, when you come across the same problem, is he going to pay that teacher off too?
My husband, Steve,
money.
What do you call it, Steve?
You know, one hand washes the other.
One hand washes the other.
That's not right, because that's depriving the child of a
right
of an education that he's got to learn. You can't give something away and expect later on he's going to be dumbfounded.
Can I ask you a question? I really want to ask you this. I'm curious. You have four children. I have three boys myself. You had four, right?
I had three girls and one boy.
When the first three didn't turn out all that bright, were you...
No, they just barely made it through the C's and
that's
a couple of B's.
When the first three didn't turn out that bright, why did you have another one?
You mean turn out
what
that bright?
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Well, no, I'm asking the gentleman. He had three kids. He had four kids, but the first three are... The first three come out dumb.
Oh, they didn't come out dumb. They made it up to B's because them get there.
Yeah, yeah.
The hard way, not giving teacher money for it.
Well, you knew that the last one was going to come popping out.
Oh, the last one came in, and he's been smarter. He stayed right at average B's.
Was your wife not smoking at that time, or was she?
He was a smoker, same as I'm a smoker.
Well, she smoked when she was carrying the boy. When she carried your son, was she smoking lights?
Oh, yes, she was smoking.
All right, see, when she carried the three girls, what did she smoke?
Newport cigarettes.
All right. When she carried the three girls, she was smoking Newports. But when she carried your son, she got on ultralights.
What is that supposed to mean?
He just said the boy came out smart.
Well, the boy did, because I made him. I made him do their work. They were grounded. You ever heard the word grounded? If you come home with a D, you're going to be grounded for a couple of days. You're going to start getting things taken away from you.
Can I ask you something? Because we have all kinds of euphemisms or words that we use for things. Do you call it Newport? Is that what you call it?
Well, they're menthol cigarettes. We'll put it that way.
You call it that, right?
What does that mean?
Steve and I call it ganja or blunt. He calls them Newports.
What are you talking
about? Oh, no, no. I'm not talking no-brand cigarettes, which you are. I'm talking regular cigarettes.
Oh, you mean like a real cigarette?
The real cigarettes.
You're
yeah,
sure?
Runs the names on
them. Oh, hold on for a minute, Ron. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley, who took $100 to give a kid a passing grade in geometry.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Bobby Dooley with me from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization, and we're talking about the a controversy that has just come to light last week. One of your students, a young man by name Kyle Braxton, who you were a substitute teacher for Sue Mangio, I understand. Has she been spoken to about this?
You know what, Phil? I told Sue myself. The school told her. I got to tell you, Steve and I have had a big laugh over this because they're making such a big deal out of this. I also, can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
We just saw you on TV. Teachers is on right now. Congratulations.
Thank you, but I want to concentrate on this.
Well, but it brings up a point. People want to indict me for taking $100 from this kid as a thank you gesture for giving him a passing grade. And yet, women across America every morning are pulling a 20 here or a 50 there out of their husband's wallets. People get on television and act in shows, and you wonder, are they really getting paid to do that because it's not that good? I'm not talking about you. I thought you were great. What's wrong with me?
Because the man here, look, Ron is still with us. Ron, because you sent the message, right? It's a bad message to send, right, Ron?
Who's Ron?
The man we were talking to. Maybe he's gone. Let me go on to Claire. 1-800-449-8686. This is Claire. Go ahead, Claire.
Yes.
Who was Ron?
Ron was the gentleman we were talking to. Go ahead, Claire.
Yes. My statement is, and my concern is that the point of taking money was morally and ethically incorrect.
Yes.
As a substitute teacher or a regular teacher. What are we teaching our children today? That money can buy everything?
No, of course not. But what I'm asking you, what's worse, me taking the $100 from that kid or a stripper getting $100 shoved into a G-string?
No, that's
see?
Totally
no,
different.
No, no.
This
see?
Is a child
see, this is what
growing
I'm talking about.
Up. This child is a sixth grader.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I may interrupt, Claire, you're teaching that kid to someday stick $100 bills into a stripper's G-string.
Exactly. You're also teaching that child when a policeman pulled him over, hey, if I got enough money, I can buy this ticket and avoid going to court with it.
Well, wait
a minute.
That's
not morally right.
No, it isn't right, and that's not what I'm doing. But have you ever heard the term, one hand washes the other?
We've heard it three times. We've heard
you know,
one hand.
That's a cop-out. That's a cop-out statement, because if we teach our children, it's okay because everybody do it. When that child end up in jail, what explanation will you give that child?
Have you ever been, if I could ask you this question, have you ever been a substitute teacher?
No, I am a volunteer teacher with Dade County Public School.
Right.
I volunteer in the classroom. I'm a parent, a PTA president, vice president,
well,
a chairperson, a fundraiser. And I get offended by people who are pushing the children through the system. This boy, when he gets to the seventh grade and he can't understand what he got paid for, what he paid for in the sixth grade, how will that seventh grade teacher bypass that?
I mean,
he has to start from the bottom and all over again in order to get that boy to understand that his money cannot buy him an education.
Kyle is fully aware of he got full value for his dollar. We gave him a C. And
it isn't about him getting full value for his dollar. It's about the fact that he got...
I didn't give him a C because he gave me $100, Phil. He gave me the $100 as a thank you.
Ah, see?
No, you... okay,
gotcha.
He paid
gotcha.
You for that.
3 points from the arc.
May I make a statement? When he gets to the next grade level and everybody's doing this test they call the FCAT test, are you going to be there to pay him for him to pay you again to pass the FCAT test?
Can I ask you something? Can I call you sister? Because
don't be like that, okay?
I feel like...
No, she can call me sister because I'm on a level above her right now. I would never. I don't get paid to work with students, but I look at every child as my own child, and I would never mislead them in thinking that they can do anything and get away with it.
But, ma'am, you heard the gentleman that was on before me. He had three children that came out dumb, and he goes ahead and he has one more.
And what does that mean? He was blessed with the fourth child because he had three children. If he considered his children dumb, then he's missing out on his blessing.
Oh, my God. Phil's on TV right now. Phil's on TV.
Oh, will you stop with the TV show?
Some come with, Some come without, some come with what, so. But everyone is a blessing. That does not give anyone the right to deprive that child of a proper education. And I believe that's what you did when you accepted that money for that grade you changed on him. Whether you changed the grade or received the money first, it doesn't matter. It was morally and ethically wrong. As a teacher, you take an oath to do your best to elevate that child's education, not to pay him, not to receive money
Claire,
to elevate him.
Claire, Phil's on TV.
Will you stop with me being on TV?
Well, no, you're on right now. You were salting your watermelon. And
we're talking to this lady about educating this boy. The money from this boy that you took, the $100, exactly what Claire is saying, sends a message to him. Number one, you don't have to learn anything. Number two, it's a gangster mentality. This is how all those dumbasses of old
Phil,
got through things.
Can I say something
and,
else?
Phil, I want to call your sister.
Will you knock it off with the sister crap?
No, please. Phil, listen.
Oh, my God. Look at Sarah Shahi. She is lovely.
She's not the root of this child's problem. Where did that child get that kind of money?
My root?
Even to think to pay a teacher for a grade.
Well, he's got a job. He works over at the Gelsons as a... I know the kid's bagging groceries. Is that right, Bobby?
Well, no, wait a minute. She's asking a good
question.
So
how did his parents take this? As a parent, I would have been furious.
Mm-hmm.
So how did his parents take this?
Oh, God, this is so wonderful. So, Phil, you were on...
Are you listening to this lady?
I would have never allowed him to go on the field trip he was trying to pay for.
Well, no, he wasn't trying to pay. It was not a field trip. He wanted to go. His father said that you don't get to go unless you pass the math test. But, Claire, his father's been at West Briar for cocaine addiction. His mother was involved
with a colleague sexually, yes. And we know about that. And I know about one hand washes the other. And
so
I know I'm on TV.
Him.
Well,
deprive him of his proper education.
Sister, Phil, they've got you in a sweater with big squares.
Oh, will you come on? All right, look at Claire, thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'd like to hold you down and just slap away.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
No, but the point that I wanted to make very quickly, are we on the air?
We are on the air, and we're talking with Ms. Bobby Dooley, and we're talking about a young man.
But the point I want to make, Phil.
No, hold on. We're talking about a young man that gave you $100 after you passed him on a math test.
I care about that boy going to Magic Mountain with his family.
Uh-huh, and for $100.
Can I say something now?
Go ahead.
You know, you are all over me about the $100 that I took from that boy who has an after-school job. I'm wondering why you allow NBC to put you in sweaters with large diamond-shaped patterns on them that make you look 50 pounds heavier than you are.
What are you talking? Are you talking about the TV show?
Yes.
What has that got to do with what we're talking about right now?
You are indicting me for taking $100, but I just saw you on television... Enormous. Taking up the whole screen.
Yeah. Here is... Boy, that's an insult.
Well, you know what? You're insulting me.
Here is Liz. Go ahead, Liz.
Hi. Phil, I don't even know why you're entertaining the conversation with this woman.
The story is pretty significant. Taking $100 to pass a kid in a test.
Yeah, but... No, don't talk about me as if I'm not here. I told you I didn't take a bribe. It was a gratuity... You know.
The point is that she doesn't even understand that she has no values. She doesn't even comprehend what she's doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And a question that I'd like to ask you is I really hope that your parents stopped having kids after you were born because you are an idiot.
I beg your pardon. I had two sisters. What did she say?
She said, you talked about that other man having four children. Why didn't he stop after the first three came out dumb, is the way you put it?
How dare you? How dare...
Well, you said it about that man. Why didn't they stop having kids after... Ms. Dooley, $100 taken from a young man, giving him a passing grade.
Okay, but right now I'm looking at you on TV in a green sweatsuit with the biggest stomach I've ever seen. Why don't you say something about that?
You're talking about a sitcom that I'm in. I'm talking about you being a teacher.
Look at him, and he's touching your stomach.
Who gave her a license to be a substitute teacher?
Who was the brunette?
All right, you know what?
Who gave me a license? You don't need a license.
Who gave you your substitute license?
Look at the ass on Sarah Shahi.
You know, I'm offended. I'm a substitute teacher,
I am personally offended.
What are you offended about? I'm filling in Sue Mangio, an Italian-American. Goes off to get her lip waxed or whatever she does, and I've got to cover her.
Well, apparently she's a friend of yours, so you should be judged by the company that you keep.
Well, she is a friend of mine. She is. She's our geometry teacher. Are you telling me you never took money? Is that what you're saying?
I've taken money for a job that I've done.
No, no, no. Have you ever taken a gratuity from a student?
Never. Never.
Well,
not
you might.
Not once. And if a kid ever did, I would bring them to the principal's office and have the principal explain to them why that was inappropriate.
Can I ask you a question then?
Sure.
Why is Mr. Hendry indicting me when I just saw him on the television show Teachers, fat as hell, badly dressed?
You know what, Ms. Dooley? There is no relationship between the two. And I'll say it again as this lady said it. You had two older sisters. Why didn't your parents stop after they had them?
Why? Because I came out stupid, too?
Yes.
Well, apparently, if you can't know the difference between a television show and what reality is, then you've got issues.
And how many siblings did you have?
I have one older sister.
Did she come out dumb?
No, she is a registered nurse and has her master's degree, and I am getting my master's degree right now.
So she came out smart, and you...
Oh, God. You know what?
And I did it because I'm a hard worker.
Well, I'm a hard worker, too. And I took $100 from the kids so I could buy some flowers for our model's luncheon. Big wow.
You know what? She is stupid. Liz, I appreciate...
If you call me stupid one more time, I swear to God, I'll warm up my Cadillac Escalade and I'm down there.
Oh, you're threatening me with violence?
Well, why wouldn't I want to kick your ass for some of the things you've said?
Anyway, Liz... Thank you. Thank you for the good job you do as a substitute.
Thank you.
What about me?
No, you don't get my thanks, Ms. Dooley. You take bribes and gratuities. You pass kids because their dad, quote, is at West Briar and their mother was involved illicitly with a colleague.
Yes, sexually.
Yeah, I get it. Thank you very much, Liz.
Thanks. Goodbye.
And so, listen to her. She's all depressed. Not as depressed as I am after looking at Phil with what I thought was his stomach, and now I realize it's got to be a medicine ball. It's got to be a medicine ball.
It's my stomach.
It's got to be a medicine ball. That doesn't even begin to...
Then get her out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I think it really works.
I don't want to talk about the TV show. We only have a few more minutes to talk with Bobby Dooley. You took $100 from a student, and the student was passed. You know, you're not going to be a substitute teacher any longer, Ms. Dooley, and that's your loss.
No, I think, Phil, really, the loss here is for this young man whose father came out of West Briar with a drug addiction and his mother had an illicit sexual contact.
I understand that.
With another woman. So, see, you didn't let me say that, did you?
What difference does it make? What difference does it make?
Oh, the whole hour I was on, you thought it was with a man. It was with a woman.
What difference does this make? Let me go to Stephen. Stephen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I think she's delusional. I mean, I was kind of come on the radio to try and talk to you to say, you know, hey, you did this and try to fess up to it, but... Boy, you're basically telling everybody that it's okay because other people do worse things, so what you did is not as bad. I have my 10-year-old daughter with me, and she's listening. She knew that, hey, Daddy, that's not right.
Well, let me ask you, do you have other children?
Do I what?
Do you have other children besides your daughter?
Do I stop them?
No, do you have other children?
Oh, yes, I have three. I have four total. Four total.
Right. Did they come out dumb? Or
Will you come on with this come out dumb stuff?
Well, all my kids are very smart, actually, okay? But let's talk about what happened
because
with you.
The other man had four, and they all popped out dumb, and I said, why did he have another one?
Yeah, I got that, Ms. Dooley.
Okay, let me tell you, okay?
Why isn't your 10-year-old in bed? Isn't your 10-year-old in bed? Yeah, see, there's a good question.
Let's talk about what you did.
Honey, this is Bobby. Why aren't you...
Will you let this man finish?
This is what you did. You said to a kid that, you know what, I'm going to bump your grade up because I feel sorry for you. And one of my questions is for you is, if you're a substitute teacher,
uh-huh.
You're not there all the time. How much do you really know about this kid? How do you know all this extensive background from him?
I had occasion to house sit for them. And I was there on a Saturday. I thought I heard some water leaking. I went into the bedroom to check it out. It wasn't there. And I noticed that they had a bureau drawer open. And I was not looking for anything, but I did see commitment papers for West Briar. And I saw David's name on it. And as I was thumbing through those, I noticed that she had condoms. So that's how I found out.
Okay, so you felt sorry for him, right?
You were house-sitting, and you just happened to notice there were commitment papers for him, and she had condoms.
Yes.
I thought she had an illicit affair with a woman.
With a woman who was transgender. Ouch, got you again, didn't I? See, the two of you are way behind me.
Transgender.
Okay, now, let me ask you this. Have you done this before?
Done what?
Have you changed grades for money? It seems like you...
If your daughter's with you, is she listening to this?
Yes, she is.
Condom?
Well, I'm on the phone, so she can't hear me.
But can she hear me?
No, she can't hear you either.
Good, because I just said the word condom.
Okay, well, that's fine. She knows what a condom is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Christ.
What? They have health classes in school.
Why would a transgender woman need a condom? They're blanks.
Well, you're changing the subject a lot. Are they shooting blanks?
That's all I'm asking. Are they shooting?
1-800-449-8686.
Basic training rolls right off my knife.